Now, is it possible to erase from the airwaves, even temporarily, the songs of one of the most famous musicians in the world? Well, some radio stations in Australia and overseas are trying to do just that. They've pulled Michael Jackson's songs from their playlists. It's a response to the documentary Leaving Neverland, in which two men alleged they were molested by the star as children. Some have applauded the move, but others question what it achieves. Catherine Gregory reports.
It was a 1987 hit, remaining number one for 2 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And the king of pop's music still lives on, even winning new fans.
My little sister dresses up as Janet and I dress up as Michael, and that's why we both be Michael and Janet.
That's Ace, who's turning 6 in May. He's dedicated to learning Jackson's dance moves.
And then I go watching it and watching it and watching it and watching it, and then I can do a moonwalk now and then every single dance.
But others aren't so keen on the late pop star's music anymore. Some radio stations in Australia, New Zealand, Canada and the Netherlands have banned his songs. And it's mostly in response to this documentary, Leaving Neverland.
There's no thoughts of this is wrong or anything like that.
He told me if they ever found out what we were doing, he and I would go to jail.
In it, Wade Robson and James Safechek allege that Michael Jackson abused them as children in the 1990s. That's why Nova Entertainment has taken action, banning his music from the Smooth FM and Star stations. But Australian Radio Network and Southern Cross Stereo say that since the documentary is at this stage based on allegations, they're continuing to play the music. Dr. Catherine Strong, a sociologist and head of the music industry program at RMIT, says censoring music on radio stations isn't the way to deal with a problem of sexual abuse in the music and entertainment industries.
When we have something like a radio station deciding that the entirety of an artist's work is just not going to be played anymore, the problem with that is that can be treated as though it is a solution and it isn't getting us anywhere.
Dr. Strong says in light of the Me Too movement in Hollywood, it's interesting to see what makes viewers and listeners switch off from artists and their works.
I think it's quite positive if there is a rejection from people who are consumers of these people on the basis of the fact that they don't think what they've done is okay. And what is interesting is that when you look at a lot of these cases, when they involve children, often that is the line that people will draw and they will say, I don't want to have anything to do with this person anymore. And I think it's interesting that that's what's happening with Michael Jackson. I think it is a completely different thing, though, when as a whole, as a society or as institutions, we decide to start censoring works on these sorts of bases, because I think that that then shuts down a conversation that could be had that could be very helpful.
But Scott Stevens, the ABC's religion and ethics editor, can understand why radio stations have made the move, although belated.
Many of these allegations, these are nothing new. I mean, what's really brought things to a head is the extent to which they've been sensationalized, they've been narrativized by the HBO documentary. So I think what's happening is that any plausible deniability that Michael Jackson fans might have had for why they keep listening to his music has now evaporated.
What sort of difference do you think not listening to Michael Jackson's music actually makes on this very subject of alleged child abuse and pedophilia?
There's something about Michael Jackson and his particular brand of music that there's a kind of gravitational pull about it. There is something that focused all of the attention on him. And when the object of that attention then is seen to be somebody who uses that adulation, uses that attention, allegedly to draw other vulnerable persons into his orbit and to turn them into effectively his playthings, how can you go on watching that kind of performance, listening to that kind of music?
Scott Stevens is the ABC's religion and ethics editor. Catherine Gregory with that report.